Okay, today, Rav Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Bamitzia, parak HaZahav, and we are up to parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'una'ah, so now we're going to talk about some of the dinim of una'ah, of mispricing items. Ha'una'ah, arba kesef masim v'arba kesef l'sala. What's considered una'ah? If you have four kesef, which is four ma'ah, for something that's sold for a sela, which means 24 ma'ah. Shus l'mekach, which is 1/6 of the price. So if what the item is really worth is a sella, and you paid four ma'a more or four ma'a less than that, then it's not a bitul mekach. The sale is a sale, but you have to refund the mispricing of the 1/6. Ad masay mutlahachsir. When can you give back the item that you bought and demand that you get paid back the difference? Ad kedeshayar letagra lekrovo, until the time has passed that you were able to show it to a merchant or show it to a relative of yours who's able to verify that you got cheated. But once you had enough time to show it to someone and you didn't complain, so then it's too late to force any sort of reversal of the transaction. Hor Rabbi Tarfon b'Lod. Rabbi Tarfon made a psak in Lod. Ha'una'a shmona kesef l'sela. That una'a is really 1/3. Shlish l'mekach. It's 8 kesef for a sela. And again, a sela is 24 kesef. So it's 1/3 of the mekach. V'samchu tagri Lod. And the merchants of Lod were super happy because they could charge 1/6 more, 1/5 more, 1/4 more, and nothing's going to happen to them as long as they stay within the 1/3 range. Some of them, Rabbi Tarfon said, Kol yom mutar lahachzir. However, I'm going to allow people to back out on their mekach the entire day. They're not only going to have the amount of time it takes to show a friend of theirs. Some below, the merchant said back to him, Yaniach lan Rabbi Tarfon b'mkomeinu v'chazul diri chachamim. Well, if that's the case, we're better off with the shita of the chachamim than we are with the shita of Rabbi Tarfon. We'd rather limit the time in which people can back out, even if it's also going to limit the amount of money that we can cheat people by. So moving on now to Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah tells us, Ona'a means mispricing or cheating in the pricing, and that could happen to either side of the purchase. It could be the buyer, it could be the seller. And just like the dinim of Ona'a apply to a regular person, they apply to a professional tagger, a merchant as well. Even though you would think that a merchant has a better knowledge of the market and he shouldn't have been so easily taken by the misprice. Rabbi Yehudomer eino na'a letagger. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no din of ona'a for a merchant. He should not have been surprised. He should not have been taken by surprise. He should have been aware. He should have been more on top of his game in terms of what the price ought to be. Mishu huta lov yado al ha'elyona. The person that the ona'a was made against is the one that always has the upper hand, which means rata omer lo tein li ma'osai. If he wants, he can say, give me back my money and I'll give you back the thing, meaning let's undo the sale. O tein li masha onisani. Or he can say, just reimburse me what you cheated me. Reimburse me the difference in the price between what it should have been and what it actually was. So to review what we learned today, we said that Tanakama holds, the Chacham hold, that ona'a is 1/6 of the price, but the amount of time that you have to come and complain about it is only the amount of time that it would take to show to somebody who knows better and get it assessed. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon said, no, ona'a is 1/3 of the price, but the amount of time, and the merchants were thrilled with that originally, but he says, no, but you have all day to go back and come back with a complaint. And the merchant said, well, then we don't really need that kind of help from Rabbi Tarfon. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we said that ona'a can apply to both the lokech and the mocher, but there's a machlokas whether it applies to a tagar, whoever was the one that was cheated is yado al elyona to decide to either undo the entire transaction or to decide to just get reimbursed for the amount of the ona'a. So let's move on now to Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey.